Chapter 6. She was not without admirers, and it gave him pause. He knew her. Someone would penetrate her defences, and she would be forever loyal to him. It was her nature. He did not know if he could accept a secondary role. After the meeting adjourned, Doyle watched Acton walk over to the windows to stand with his arms crossed, gazing down toward the street below. He had declined Sid's lunch invitation, recognizing it was made only as a matter of form. A bucko he was. She had a fine-tuned radar when it came to men of that stripe. With an eye on Acton, she gathered up her things. She could see that something was troubling him about his business.
"I should have listened to you. It was good advice."
She paused, and as there was no one left in the room, she concluded he must be speaking to her. "Which good advice was that, sir?"
"Giselle."
"Ah. You were not to know she would be killed after all." Apparently Acton suffered from the same sort of remorse she did. It was a hard thing to feel one should have known, somehow. He glanced over his shoulder at her.
"She was ready to talk, with a little coaxing."
"We'll find someone who knows something, sir. No point in second-guessing." It was interesting that he dwelt on it. It did not seem a dweller to her. He turned and approached to stand beside her, still deep in thought.
"This case has too many variables and no governing theme. Did you discover anything of interest from the neighbours?"
"She wasn't a favourite. Not very friendly. A lot of men in and out and complaints about no..."